This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a new day for your betting in college basketball. I think that's what they say at that exact moment in that song. Shout out Good Charlotte. Praise be, baby. Big fan of Good Charlotte back in the day. One of their singers now plays for the New Orleans Saints quarterback position, I believe. Happy Thursday to you all out there. Coming up in this hour, we give you a chance to win Wagyu beef. Don't forget about that. From Booth Creek Ragu, Casey's best steaks now with two locations, 95th in all, where I wish I could live in the future, and 135th in Metcalf. So we'll play a sounder. We give away Wagyu beef from Booth Creek Wagyu at 7:45 when we do smash or pass. Also, don't forget, today it starts. Last I checked my calendar, it says March 20th. So Basketball Madness comes to Kansas City for the NAIA Men's College Basketball Championship today through the 25th of March. At Municipal Auditorium, 16 teams, 15 games, one national champion. Bring the family for nonstop action and affordable tickets. Get yours today at NAIAHoops.com. Mac, it is time for the West region. As we dive in more into our brackets and we give you our hopefully no more laser pointers. If you're an expert, you're going to get lasered. I want sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their foreheads. What do we have instead of sharks? Seabass. Right. We go to the West region. We start at the top. Florida versus Norfolk State.
The Gators.
Yeah. Treat them like chicken.
Yeah.
University of Florida chomps Norfolk State up. They move on.
It really was like chicken.
Yeah.
First time having it. Yeah.
It was fried.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like chicken.
Gator bites. You remember Gator Golf, the game as a kid? You putted the ball into the gator's mouth and it would shoot out of his backside.
Yes.
Gator Golf. Next matchup, Connecticut versus Oklahoma. UConn, two rings, Baldy. You take the back-to-back champions in this, or do you take SEC over everybody and go Oklahoma?
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I filled out three brackets. This is technically the fourth, I guess. So everyone I've been like back-to-back champions, right? Dan Hurley, UConn. But I'm like, is that just the popular pick? Is everyone going to do that, right? Mm-hmm. Should I think about Oklahoma? What are you picking?
So I took UConn.
Yeah, that's what I have written
because
down.
If I didn't, I look like an idiot and I look like an ass because I said, take your coach, take your experts when it comes to the tournament. UConn's kind of been that, you know, up and down, got handed the business from Creighton. Got handed the business from St. John's. But again, Hurley and UConn coming into the tournament. And here we go. So I'm going to take UConn in this.
Yeah, I'll follow you there.
Yeah. We move on. Upset alert.
Hey.
Memphis, Colorado State. I got Colorado State, man.
I love it.
We talk about dark horse players in the tournament. I'm going to say this guy's name wrong.
but I think it's Nike Clifford from Colorado State. He put up 36 in a key win the last time they played. He's got a lot of talent. He averages 19 points a game. The only reason I know this is because I guess I could sound the lasers on myself. but they were talking big on Clifford from Colorado State. Averages 19 points a game. There you go. Plays 35 minutes a game. But he averages 19-9. And he had 36 in their last victory from Colorado State. That's a 12-5 matchup. That's my second and only two upsets of a 12-5. Give me Colorado State over Memphis, who plays rambunctious. Now, Memphis has a big dude in the middle.
Danger. Yeah.
It's something Danger.
Yeah.
And he's a beast.
And he's a transfer. He played
number 42 is his number.
Played at Illinois.
Yeah. And he's massive. He's a big man. Penny Hardaway.
Yep.
We'll see what happens.
Yep.
Memphis can be rambunctious. Give me Colorado State with the upset, 12-5.
Big year for Penny Hardaway, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Volunteer State is losing their patience with Penny Hardaway in the Memphis program.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to go with the Tigers here over Colorado State. But again, we're right back to back where that next matchup, I was close to picking Colorado, but it's the next matchup for me, Maryland Grand Canyon, that 4-13. I'm going to go with the local kid that transferred from KU to Grand Canyon. Give me JCU over the Terps.
Hmm. I'm going to take Maryland.
Yep.
They look good in the Big East.
They did.
They kind of choked away the game in the championship, I believe. But either way, or whoever they played. They lost in the second round, or whatever it was. They lost to Michigan. They were leading like the entire game and then blew it. But I'm going to take Maryland over Grand Canyon. We move on to the juicy matchups. Mizzou and everybody's favorite, Drake.
Drake.
Everyone and their mother's taking Drake in this matchup, so I'm taking Mizzou. I want the local kids to win. I want the story to stay ripe. Mizzou has to win to get this story to come to fruition, which it probably will not. But I have Mizzou taking out Grant. I have Mizzou taking out Drake today at 6:30, I believe, on True TV.
I have the same. I like Mizzou. I think they have played really well against the SEC competition. I know Drake's 30-3, but again, you've brought it up. Let's look at the conferences here. And MU ended the season pretty well. Mark Mitchell's going to play.
No, that's they did been not confirmed. End the season very well. They lost three of their last three games, won one tournament game, and then lost to Florida.
I should say the last month of the season went pretty well. You're right. The last week and a half or so was pretty rough.
Yeah.
But I'd say the last month or so of the season was pretty good for Missouri. I'm going to take Missouri over Drake.
And the reason why it was rough is because Caleb Grill stopped hitting three-pointers. So again, if he gets hot and they play in Wichita, which is where he's from, maybe there's a chance the kid comes. Well, not the kid. I think he's like 24, 25.
So you're maybe saying he there's a chance.
Could be. And Mark Mitchell will be playing. He's the big man they needed. Gave Florida the best run for their money in the SEC tournament. So give me Mizzou. Texas Tech, NC Wilmington. I'm going to take Texas Tech. They're a good team in the Big 12. I think they're the second best team in the Big 12. Obviously, Houston leads that ferocious team in that conference as the best team. I think Texas Tech is a great team in the Big 12. I think they handle business. I think they move on to play Mizzou in the next round. They beat North Carolina Wilmington.
I know where that school is. Mm-hmm. Pretty good on that one. I'll take Tech as well in that matchup.
Moving on, it's the Yayhawks. Here come the Yayhawks, here come the Yayhawks, here come the Yayhawks. Dick Vitale on College Basketball Game back in the day. It always sounded like he was saying yay, like Y-E-A-H-H-A-W-K-S. The Jayhawks take on Calipari's Razorbacks. Bill Self, man. Sorry.
Yeah,
I don't think it's an early round exit. I think Bill Self handles business. This is where you got to be the better team. Hunter Dickinson, looking at you. DeJuan Harris, looking at you. Zeke Mayo.
Yeah.
Hit some threes. Be big.
Got to.
KJ Adams, use your size. Use your athletic ability. Go be that team. KU handles business. They beat Arkansas. They go in the second round.
SECOE, give me Calipari. Give me Arkansas.
Okay.
In this matchup. I think it's a close game. Close game, but I'm going Arkansas in this one.
Okay. And then the final one is Nebraska-Omaha. Pretty sure you know where that is. against St. John's. I have St. John's winning that game playing KU and then the second game of the weekend.
Me as well. Got St. John's taking on Arkansas.
We go from the bottom to the top. St. John's versus KU, our dream dies. A lot of bias here because I have St. John's winning the entire thing at plus 2,800. I think that's the game that Patino comes out in the white suit. I think he saves it for Bill.
I think that's a good call.
I think he executes Bill with the white suit on. And I think St. John's beats KU, which ruins our chance for Missouri and KU to play in the Sweet 16 next weekend on either opening day or that Friday the 28th.
Yeah, I've got St. John's beating Arkansas for similar reasons. Even if it's Calipari, I think that's when he'd pull out the white suit as well.
Definitely.
And even more so against his, you know, fellow mobster. Give me St. John's over Arkansas.
Hey, how you doing? This is where your tournament stops.
Good to see you.
You're done. Welcome to St. John's. How you doing?
Missouri versus Texas Tech. Texas Tech's too much for Mizzou.
Yeah.
Missouri gets a win in the tournament. I think it's a great season. They go from winning zero games in their conference last year to winning almost, 12 games this year in their conference. They get a sixth seed, but they lose to Texas Tech. Texas Tech's too much. They're too fast. They're too big. Missouri loses to Texas Tech. Texas Tech advances to the Sweet 16 to play St. John's.
Same here. Texas Tech and St. John's in the Sweet 16.
Colorado State, Maryland. For me, I have Colorado State winning.
Okay.
With that kid, you'll see it. Colorado State plays. They go on and play the winner of UConn and Florida in my bracket.
We've both got this upset, this upset advancing. I did not have Colorado State. I had Memphis beating Colorado State, but then another game I had Grand Canyon beating Maryland, and I'll have Grand Canyon beating Memphis in that second round with that transfer from KU. Give me Grand Canyon in the Sweet 16.
I've got University of Florida versus Colorado State. That's where the slipper falls back off. Or the carriage becomes a pumpkin. Florida takes care of business. They beat Colorado State. They go to the Elite Eight, and they will play the winner of Texas Tech St. John's. I have St. John's and Florida playing each other in the Elite Eight for the winner to go to the Final Four.
Got Texas Tech. I think that's where the road ends for St. John's. Okay. I don't think they have enough offense. I think Texas Tech hits some threes, gets out going, plays too fast.
Mahomes is definitely at that game.
You know 100%. It. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me Tech. So Tech and Florida in my Elite Eight. Who do you got winning versus St. John's in Florida in your matchup?
St. John's. I think that's where Florida,
gotcha.
That's to me where the number one seed goes. That's a good run. But again, I think that Pitino brings back the white suit or brings some sort of variation. Maybe it's a white suit with red pinstripes with the blood of his victims from before.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Elite Eight. You ain't going to get this far. You're done. How you doing?
So I have Pitino upsetting the young man in Florida, head coach. Florida loses in the Elite Eight, and St. John's goes to the Final Four and plays Auburn on that side of the bracket. So the West region for me is St. John's coming out, going to the Final Four.
Okay.
Dusty, you're crazy. And I'm biased. I'm a little bit of both. 60-40, crazy bias.
Hope you're right. I'd rather be St. John's than Florida and there, Tennessee. If they were to get to the Final Four and have a chance to play Florida, I would not be pretty. So I've got Florida and Michigan State in my Final Four out of the left side of the...
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Bracket.
From the text line, your West region couldn't be more wrong. Hashtag. They get it. And then from the 913... Arkansas will beat KU tonight.
There it is.
We'll see what happens.
All right.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.